Email todaysor at rte.ie.
Ireland, as you may know, has one of the highest rates of spina bifida in the world, affecting more than one child in every 1,000. And tomorrow, a new report based on a big study, national study, on the current health and therapy needs of these children will be launched at the Temple Street Children's Hospital. In a moment, I'll talk to consultant paediatrician in Temple Street, Dr. Jane Leonard, who was centrally involved in that research. But first, Valerie Cox has been speaking to Catherine Campbell, who lives in Drumiskin outside Dundalk, in County Louth. Her 11-year-old son, John Thomas, has spina bifida, and she told Valerie about the problems with the services for a child with spina bifida.
In terms of services locally, we are under Louth Mead Intervention Services, and although there's a lovely team of therapists there, there's no continuity of service, and particularly when they get on a few years, when they're not newborns, I find it's just they're called in on review. You know, you'll be sent home with a home care package of exercises to do, and then the OT or physio, speech and language, whatever discipline it is, you know, the therapist will call them in maybe every 6 months. John's chart is taken out and we go over everything, how he's been in the last 6 months. But in terms of weekly, fortnightly or monthly physio, it doesn't happen unless you keep pushing for it and you just maybe might be lucky and get a slot of 4 weeks or 6 weeks, usually in a group setting.
And it's very important for children with spina bifida.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, their muscles need, a lot of them will have high muscle, low muscle tone. They're far less mobile than other children.
John is pretty good, he's walking.
John is probably one of the better examples, thankfully. He attends school on his crutches with the support and help of an SNA, part-time SNA now, as her hours have been cut back. He does have a chair for longer distances if, say, you're going out at the weekend to a shopping centre or, you know, cinema or whatever. He would get very tired. Thankfully, he is mobile and doesn't sit in a chair all the time. And I have to say here, Valerie, the CRC are just unbelievable. I mean, they were a lifeline to me, to myself and Michael when John was younger. And 11 years on, we're still using the service. And what happened there at Christmas was, it was just so hurtful to all of the service users. And I just want to emphasise that today when I have a chance, how good they are. You're only ever a phone call away from them if you need them. But again, we live outside of Dublin and, you know, a more joined up approach even between the local services and the Dublin centres that these children attend. There's absolutely no communication in a lot of cases and each place has a separate file for your child.
Now, Catherine, one of the problems you've had is the lack of specialist consultants.
That's right, Valerie. There's a huge deficit currently in terms of paediatric urology. Children born with spina bifida and or hydrocephalus, a lot of them, 95% of them will have continence issues. There's one man in Crumlin, one paediatric urologist who's really looking after the entire country. And that's not just for children with special needs. It's for anybody with spinal injuries, or to get to see him on a public waiting list. You know, you can imagine what it's like.
How are the appointments working for John?
Well, I can only speak for myself, and I find in the last 2 years that most of John's appointments in Temple Street and in Crumlin have all been postponed or put forward by at least 6 months. We had an appointment to see him last January, in early January, and that was postponed then until early July, and then I think closer to the time it was again postponed to late July. There is, Valerie, a clinic in Temple Street set up in the past year or so, but the one discipline that's needed, the urology services that I spoke about, we have no urologist in that clinic. What's happening there is a urologist, I think, from Birmingham is coming over every month or so, every couple of months, and taking maybe 100 or 200 files to review them. You know, we have this new minister in place, and I want to ask Mr. Varadkar, please, please look into this, because our children are children who are suffering now today. This is an area of their lives that will depend on their independence. You know, it's crazy flying a guy over from England every couple of months. You know, we have plenty of professional people here in this country if we would pay them.
And that was Catherine Campbell from outside Dundalk in County Louth, mother of John Thomas, who has spina bifida. Good morning to you. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Jane Leonard, consultant paediatrician in Temple Street, which is the national centre now where spina bifida is treated. Just remind people what it is. It's a difficulty initially with the spinal cord.
Yes, good morning, Sean. Thank you for the opportunity to share the findings of our research. Yes, spina bifida is, it has been described as the most complex congenital condition compatible with life. What it is incomplete closure of the spine over the spinal cord, leading to subsequent damage of the neural tissue, which leads to problems with multiple problems on many body systems.
And there's a related condition, and I think that Catherine referred to it there, hydrocephalus. That's to do with fluid on the brain?
Absolutely. Hydrocephalus occurs when there's an increase in fluid in the brain. You can't drain it properly because of a blockage. That's very commonly associated with spina bifida. 64% of the children in our study are known to have that. So you need a shunt to relieve that pressure.
That's kind of a drain.
Exactly.
A shunt, yeah. And every year we have how many children born, roughly speaking, with spina bifida here?
The numbers that we have in our database in Temple Street since the service was centralised there 6 years ago show that we have 35 children born annually, which is really high numbers, 35 every year. The service is growing hugely.
And why is it, Jane, that Ireland has such a high incidence of spina bifida?
There's a variety of reasons. From our Celtic predisposition, we have a genetic predisposition towards spina bifida. Also, there isn't mandatory fortification of food with folic acid. We know that if you fortify food with folic acid, that can decrease the incidence, sometimes by as much as 70%. In other countries, sometimes children with spina bifida and congenital malformations, the pregnancies are terminated. That's not the case here. We lead the world in terms of numbers, and we really should be leading in terms of services. I'd like to acknowledge our two researchers, Sarah Gavrany, occupational therapist, and Emer Culligan, who've done all this work that's being launched tomorrow, and also to thank the Children's Fund for Health at Temple Street, who've given us this wonderful opportunity to review the services and what's needed.
Right, so at this stage, if this service started to be centralised post-birth in Temple Street from 2008 onwards, you must have about 300 youngsters on your books or approaching that at this stage?
We've over 320 children on our books at Temple Street, but there's only 170 of them that can access the multidisciplinary specialist team. There's difficulties because we have an incomplete team. Now, from International Literature Review and this study, we've identified seven key professionals who need to be present at a multidisciplinary team clinic. That's a neurosurgeon, urologist, orthopaedic surgeon, clinical nurse specialist. They're the specialists who you can only find in the children's hospital. Other three key members are the specialist physiotherapist, occupational therapist and paediatrician who liaise with the local service.
And those latter services and needs, they really apply, I suppose, as the child gets older. But what about in the initial phases? I think a child with spina bifida needs early surgery. Are you at least able to do that, or is there a delay on that too?
Absolutely. No, there's no delay. We have adequate neurosurgical support since the service was set up there. Interestingly, the service to the parents starts antenatally. So that's around the time of diagnosis, which is clearly a very stressful time for any parent. So in terms of providing emotional support and practical support and educating regarding what's coming down the line, neonatally, there's a lot of input from the specialist team in Temple Street. But locally, the services need to be there to provide early intervention. So that's with your physiotherapist and occupational therapist locally. And that's to maximise the potential of the children in the early years, educate the parents, encourage participation of the child, prevent further deformities that can happen.
And I read as well that even things like, say, equipment like wheelchairs, you've got to wait until the child is, what, going to school before he or she is supplied with this through the health system?
Absolutely. It's very upsetting, frustrating and challenging. 69% of our children over three need access to a wheelchair for some part of their day. And the delays are huge. I mean, an average 6 month wait list to get that equipment provided by the local service providers. We found that in our study. And oftentimes the children have outgrown the piece of equipment, which renders it redundant, is a complete waste. So something we really find that timely provision and appropriate provision of equipment is essential.
And I mean, I suppose no matter what the condition, when people hear the word physiotherapy, almost invariably there is a shortage of supply. But again, with children with such needs, it seems that's really where we should be starting to supply that, but not in the case of kids with spina bifida either.
Absolutely. You need to get in early to maximise their potential and their independence. So we're not talking just about the health needs, but it's this child being an active participant in society, getting independence and quality of life.
What about integration? Is it possible for them to go to school or do they need special education, or can they be just integrated in the normal way?
Things have improved a lot. So the majority of our children do attend mainstream, but they need adequate supports in place. So 93% of children over five need help with continence. So that's in terms of adults needing to be there to catheterise the children. So special needs assistance are essential.
Yeah, I mean, Catherine mentioned there about a urologist being brought in from Birmingham. Why should that be so? We have some very good urologists in this country.
Unfortunately, we just have one paediatric urologist in the country. It's a very super specialised specialty, and there aren't the personnel out there. In terms of, I suppose, we need the conditions to be suitable to attract somebody of that calibre from abroad. And what's really needed is the full multidisciplinary team. A urologist is really a key member of the team and often leads it in other institutions. But it's not just a urologist. He's very dependent on a urology nurse specialist, and also access to imaging services. Scans that a urologist would need to do, you'd need 10 of those scans in the first year of life for a child with spina bifida. That's been part of the full team. So we can't really attract somebody of that calibre unless we have a full multidisciplinary service in place. And that means that seven professionals I mentioned earlier. At the moment, we only have four of those present at our clinic in Temple Street. 54% of children with spina bifida cannot even access our clinic at Temple Street, which is outrageous. That
well,
a real lack of equity
then?
Of care. They attend different services, so disparate services without coordination. So they'll see a urologist perhaps in Crumlin or an orthopaedic surgeon. But unfortunately, there's no clinic coordinating it. And it's an extra burden on the parents having to transmit that information.
How do you decide who makes up the 56% those who do get the service, so the 46?
It's not a decision that's ours to make, unfortunately. The specialist clinic is at Temple Street, and in 2008 the National Paediatric Neurosurgical Services were centred there for the children under six. So since then, every child that has been born with spina bifida has been able to access our service, and we provide it. Unfortunately, we can only provide a service for 40% of those children in Temple Street due to the lack of capacity of our own team. We've three key professionals missing. A further two professionals who are on the team are already working at full capacity. So it's so difficult for us.
Is this because of, it's hardly because of the recruitment restrictions, or is it that it's just, you know, the ads have been put out there but you haven't had the applicants, or why is it like that?
Well, certainly we haven't had an advert put out for example, a paediatric orthopaedic surgeon. Children access orthopaedics, but we do not have staff that can attend our multidisciplinary meeting where you'd be get our multidisciplinary team where you'd be getting a much better service and joined up thinking. Even then, when a children sees an orthopaedic surgeon, there's huge waiting lists for surgery. I had a child into clinic recently who she was sent home from school because there was health and safety issues because she couldn't actually walk. So health and safety, she was sent home. She was leading to be socially isolated and excluded from school. And this is all because the waiting list for her to get a simple orthopaedic procedure performed was exceptionally long. So we actually need to create those posts and extra orthopaedic surgeons, for example, along with the other key professionals on the team.
And I imagine that it's the further away you live from Temple Street, the harder it is to manage with a youngster with spina bifida.
Absolutely. What we aim for is shared care. So there's the local team and the specialist team. So there'll be the different local provision, which varies from area to area. What we would like in an ideal world is for every child in Ireland to have that equity of access to the central specialist team in Temple Street.
Thank you indeed for coming in, Dr. Jane Leonard, consultant paediatrician in Temple Street Children's Hospital. That report is being published tomorrow. You can read more about it. It's a very interesting article, actually, by Sheila Wayman in today's Irish Times, based on that as well. Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Jane Leonard. We'll be talking after the break with Fiona Finn of the Irish Immigrant Support Centre about Brian O'Connell's report on prostitution engaged in by women in direct provision centres.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.